Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's June 2012. A variety of federal agencies are responsible for overseeing different aspects of America's seafood safety. A group led by Lisa Shames, a director in GAO's Natural Resources and Environment team, recently reviewed the issues around the inspection of catfish. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Lisa to learn about what they found.
To start, can you give us a sense of the current federal landscape when it comes to who is responsible for the oversight of America's seafood safety?
Yes. As you know, in 2007, GAO listed food safety as a high-risk issue. And the reason for that listing is that it's very fragmented. 15 agencies oversee federal food oversight, including seafood. For example, USDA oversees meat, poultry, and processed egg product, and FDA oversees everything else, including seafood. And in addition, you have the National Marines Fisheries Service that, for a fee for service, will inspect seafood processors to make sure that they comply with federal statute. After we listed food safety on the high-risk list, the system became even more fragmented when the 2008 Farm Bill carved out catfish from FDA and assigned it to USDA. And it's this new program that USDA is standing up that we're now looking at.
Your team looked at a couple of things related specifically to catfish inspection. One of these was USDA's decision that salmonella is the primary safety threat to catfish. What did you find there?
Yes, USDA officials told us that they focused on salmonella. They did that at the direction of OMB, they said. But what we found overall is that the data that USDA were using was outdated and limited. For example, the data that they used were compiled back in 1997, and the data showed that there was one salmonella outbreak. But there was no clear linkage that outbreak was attributed to catfish. Since 1997, seafood processors have had to have hazard analysis plans in place. These plans are to identify potential hazards and to have actions in place to try to prevent those hazards from happening. And lastly, what we know from the CDC is that while salmonella is a major illness in the United States, it's not necessarily from catfish.
And looking ahead, your team also reviewed USDA's proposed catfish inspection program. Can you talk a little bit about this?
Yeah. We found that actually the catfish program would further divide seafood oversight, and that presents a duplication of effort in our view. And that duplication comes at a cost. USDA officials told us that they figured it would be $14 million annually to implement the program. And we thought that that was not a very efficient use of federal resources for a couple of reasons. First of all, USDA would require the same hazard analysis plans that FDA now requires. It could very well be that seafood processors would be inspected by up to three federal agencies, USDA, FDA, and as I mentioned before, this National Marines Fisheries Service. And lastly, FDA, about a year ago, received additional statutory authorities through the Food Safety Modernization Act, which should augment its seafood oversight.
Given this, what is GAO recommending in this report?
GAO actually made a recommendation to Congress that it repeal the provision in the Farm Bill that assigned catfish oversight from FDA to USDA. And we made this recommendation because we felt that the proposed program would not enhance seafood oversight. There have been no outbreaks from salmonella and catfish since 1991. And so we thought that there was not a safety issue there. We also thought that because the proposed program essentially mirrors the FDA one, that there is duplication and that federal resources, especially in such a constrained environment, could be better directed.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.